Nalu FM Finance Podcast. Insight into the financial markets.
We all know that if the sun is shining, it's very easy to be on the planet. When it starts to rain, then that's where you can make a difference, and that's something that it's important to the buyer, ultimately the investor of the MC.
This podcast is powered by Vesta, the engine behind active management. Vesta is a Switzerland-based fintech startup that provides software for issuers of actively managed certificates to automate their value chain fully. Visit Vesta, V-E-S-T-R.com, to schedule a meeting with an expert and to learn more about Vesta.
Luigi Vignola was appointed head markets of Bank Julius Baer in July 2019. Previously, he was global head structured products in charge of all trading and advisory teams in that area. Prior to relocating back to Switzerland in summer 2017, he was head markets in Advisory Solutions Asia, based in Singapore. He joined the firm in 2009 as head tailored solutions group in the structures products division. Luigi holds a PhD in economics from University of Zurich. Thank you, Luigi, for taking the time today. Let's jump right in. What is the importance of the AMC, the actively managed certificate business at Bank Julius Baer?
Well, thank you so much for having me here. The AMC business, we call it, is actually very important for us. It has been growing in a tremendous pace, and it's more and more finding demand also in different areas outside Europe, predominantly in Asia, I would say these days.
And why do you think AMCs have been so successful over the last, let's say, 3 to 5 years? The growth rates have been spectacular.
I think success comes with simplicity, and that's the beauty of these products. They're relatively simple in nature, so you can, but you can solve a big problem. I mean, if you go back to the origins of AMCs, when you had external asset managers that had different accounts that were managing, they had to rebalance those accounts with different banks. It's very cumbersome to adjust, and then sometimes you can't do because there are sizes that you trade, there are transaction sizes and different client portfolios. Now with AMCs, all of that is solved. You have one, essentially a certificate, one piece of paper in the client's books, and you do the rebalancing within the AMC. So it solves a big problem, big issue in a very efficient way, and that's why they are so successful.
I mean, I agree. Simplicity is clearly a huge benefit for these AMCs, and I think others ones probably also speed to market and versus other opportunities that you have if you're in the huge Delta One market. I think people forget often Delta One market is very big. It's, you know, mutual fund usage, AIMs and AMCs. It's
absolutely. But I think that's what you mentioned. The speed is a critical success factor too. If you look to build up a fund these days, it takes you probably, if you're fast, it takes you a month, potentially much longer. You need to have a certain minimum size, which is large. If you start up with an AMCs, we can do that within a week if you want, if it's not too complicated in terms of structures, if it's somebody that we've done due diligence on that manages it, we can really be fast and cost efficient.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's sort of out there, there's two different styles. People call them different way. I'd also distinguish them and call them sort of an in quotation, hopefully, fund style versus the certificate style. The fund style is the AIM has to allocate any new cash or that comes in versus certificate style. It gets automatically distributed equally, the same weighting as before. Are there any certain benefits or advantages for anybody doing one or the other, or why are certain people doing one or the other?
I think it's a question of the strategy that you use. I mean, sometimes you can't do the what you term certificate style because maybe it's a closed issue. If you have to bond, you can't buy it in the proper amount. So you have to anyway go for probably the fund style where you get additional cash and then have to allocate and decide. We see a tendency more towards the fund style type, just because it's kind of a natural way to look at new money that comes in, or if there is a sale of the certificate by some client. I think both of it really depend on the strategy. So it's, for me, we offer both. Whatever works for the manager of the AMC is fine.
I mean, you mentioned right at the beginning, particular growth rates outside Switzerland, probably where it originated, the original AMC, Asia. Is there a specific market in Asia, and what is Asia? Why has Asia so successful in picking this product?
When you talk about Asia, you typically talk mostly, or many talk about China ultimately, and then it's very close to Hong Kong. So we've seen growth there in that space. The reason, in my view, being that we have more and more private bankers probably that form their own asset manager, external asset manager shop. So they start
looking. So a similar structure as in Switzerland.
Exactly. Where over here in Switzerland and Europe in general, the market is much more mature. So you have people that have been doing this for a while. There it's still a growing market, not just in the sense of more assets, but also in terms of more people entering that market. So,
is the Asian customer, do they require a slightly different product or, I mean, leverage or underlyings or in a sense?
Yeah, so we see more, less of an equity element, more of a fixed income element, but definitely more on the leverage side. Mm-hmm. And that's also maybe something that Julius Baer we have been doing recently more and more is we created kind of families so that you have a base strategy, which is unleveraged. And it's a delta one, if you want, of the strategy. And then we create AMCs on AMCs, which means that you have the ability to go either on a leveraged way on that strategy, which by itself can be dynamic, meaning that the manager behind it can adjust the leverage within the certificate. And that's something that comes or is very well received by many clients and predominantly out of Asian market or Asian franchise.
And do you see other markets also developing for the AMC?
I think more and more also it spreads to the Middle East. Obviously, like I said, the markets in Europe very saturated, very mature markets. There it's more of a question of how can you combine other instruments than just pure, say, strategies like equity strategies or fixed income strategies. Or how can you do a hedge and overlay? How can you introduce currencies, sometimes futures? We also see more and more at Julius Baer. We also, you know, that we have a significant business on structured products. So we see more and more structured product being an element of an AMC. And this is something that maybe not many competitors of ours can do, so we can structure it that way. That's where the growth is in Europe.
I see. Is there other trends? For example, some do the AMCs not as a basket but as an index, convert that one into it, or exchange listings. I mean, Europe, a little bit there's exchange listing. In Asia, pretty much zero as far as I can tell. And then you see off-balance sheet issuers coming into the market as well.
We have not seen, honestly, we have not seen too much of an index-linked products on our side. We don't list or prefer not to list because it's ultimately a question of distribution, and the distribution by itself, at least in our case, is done by the asset manager, not so much our distribution. We don't distribute as a bank. We just structure it and manage and service it, but we don't distribute it primarily. I think what can be said in terms of trend is what we just said, complexity. So we see more and more instruments coming into an AMC which have not been there before, and leverage, definitely, like I described, these new families where we leverage on existing AMCs is something which is very well received by clients.
Have you seen any demand for cryptocurrencies as an underlying in the AMCs?
We have occasionally had some requests. We have put also some certificates in AMCs. That's something that we have done. But we have not seen a large, large demand, I must say, whereby somebody would have come and said, I want to manage a basket of different cryptos in that format. There were some requests occasionally, but I would say probably very limited compared to where the boss is or the news and attention is in for cryptos at the moment.
And if you would sort of say, somebody would ask you, what is Julius Baer's USP when it comes to being an AMC provider for a external asset manager who wants to issue such a product for his clients?
I think it's definitely in terms of complexity. So we probably are able to combine instruments into one MC where not so many competitors can, because as you can imagine, you need to be able you need to be able to value those instruments. You need to be able to also to do core protection on those instruments. And then it's like a core protection on an instrument, which then itself could be subject to core protection. So that's a bit of a complexity that we've been able to manage. And the second thing is that thanks to a cooperation with the fintech called Vester, we have been able to come up with a tool which is highly automated. And that's, as you can imagine, it's very cost efficient, but also allows us to remove any errors we would have done by communicating maybe via old style email or phone. And I think that makes the business, again, very, very efficient and easy to access.
Scalable in a sense.
Scalable, yeah.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned earlier a little bit that your, when it came to distribution, why listing is not that attractive for you at this point in time. Obviously, that's because the AIM often brings the assets with them. Do you think there is room to build something on top of it that is, this could go more, as I presume this is more high net worth individual family office type business that might also even go more to retail as other countries have tried to do it? Not Switzerland. Or
I think naturally it has a limitation because AMCs can grow to a certain size, although we have a very large one, but at some point you might go for a fund structure. So it has limitations on how much you can do and how much you can distribute. So if you're looking at to put it into a retail, most retail-like client base, you will probably go for a fund if it's large enough. If it's not large enough, yes, then you stay with an AMC, but then by definition, kind of, you're not going into the retail space. So I doubt that this will become the retail blockbuster. Just by nature, funds are better equipped to that because, as we all know, the assets are segregated. They have a fund administrator and so on. So it's a more of a suitable retail product than AMCs.
And what would you recommend to an external asset manager who's looking for an AMC issuer or provider? What sort of should be their number one question on their mind be when they're trying to look for somebody? Is it credit, name?
Obviously, there's an element of name of the issuer, so that's a credit element to look at. But I would definitely do a due diligence on the capabilities of those providers. What do they do? Or what can they offer in terms of instruments that we want to trade? The devil's in the detail also in terms of the strategy. Where does my strategy fit the best with the issuer? There is certain provider that limit the amount of rebalancings that you can do. That can be something maybe that doesn't work with your strategy. But at the same time, there is also an element of secondary flow market making that is very important. I mean, we all know that if the sun is shining, it's very easy to be on the planet. When it starts to rain, then that's where you can make a difference, and that's something that it's important to the buyer, ultimately the investor of the AMC.
Thank you. And one question I ask everybody of my interviews is: what are your up to 3 favorite finance movies, and why?
I don't watch finance movies, honestly, because I'm having a movie every day on a trading floor, so I will not do that. I'm a big Tarantino fan, so I've seen all his movies. They are also my favorite, but finance by itself, I have enough of that during my day-to-day business, which is one of the best jobs you can have.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Nalu FM Finance Podcast. Insight into the financial markets.
This podcast was powered by Vesta, the engine behind active management. With active management on the rise, Vesta offers an easy-to-integrate platform that digitizes the lifecycle management of actively managed investment products. With Vesta's tunable software engine, which handles everything from portfolio rebalancing to investor reporting and audit trails, you can focus on your core competencies while scaling your business. Visit Vesta.com to schedule a meeting with an expert and to learn more about Vesta.